From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news read by Antin Supriyati. First headline. Indonesia-Mexico Friendship Group aim to improve bilateral relation between the two countries. The health condition of four coronavirus patients treated in isolation room of the Sulianti Saroso Infectious Disease Hospital in Jakarta has shown improvement. Now the news in detail. To improve bilateral relations and interparliamentary cooperation, the Mexican House of Representatives inaugurated the establishment of Indonesia-Mexico Friendship Group on Wednesday, March 4. Indonesian Ambassador to Mexico, Chepi Tewartono, told his short message received by Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta Saturday, March 7. The background of the formation of this friendly group was based on diplomatic relations that have existed between Indonesia and Mexico since 1953. Ambassador Chepi Tewartono strongly supports this friendship group and hopes that this friendship group can enhance better relation in parliament.
Jadi menurut saya memang latar belakang ini adalah sebenarnya bagaimana kedua negara bisa menjalin hubungan.
So I think this background is actually how the two countries can establish better relations, especially in parliament, and then can benefit all relations, whether social relations, economic relations, or political relations.
The Indonesian-Mexico Friendship Group, or Grupo de Amistad, was inaugurated in Mexico City, Mexico, Wednesday, and was attended by the Speaker of the Mexican Parliament, Laura Rojas Hernandez, and led by the President of the Friendship Group, Karen Michael Gonzalez Marquez, and the Indonesian Ambassador in Mexico City, Chepi Tewartono. Having five members, including President Karen Michael, the Indonesia-Mexico Friendship Group agree with the effort of the Indonesian ambassador in Mexico to advance bilateral relations between the two countries, especially effort to increase the volume of bilateral trade. The health condition of four coronavirus patients treated in isolation room of the Sulianti Saroso Infectious Disease Hospital in Jakarta has shown improvement, according to the government. A spokesman for coronavirus handling, Ahmad Yuryanto, stated on Saturday that patient number one and number two will be returned home after their laboratory test result comes negative for presence of coronavirus or COVID-19. He said case 1 and number 2 will undergo another laboratory test, and if they test negative for coronavirus, they can be discharged from the hospital. He explained that normal body temperature was recorded for case number 3 and number 4, and the symptom of cold and cough has shown signs of easing. Yuryanto revealed that treatment would be ongoing for the four patients and the health condition of the third and fourth patient is expected to be improved. Mr. Yuryanto said after further medical treatment, the two patients, case number 3 and number 4, hopefully will recover soon. Patient number 1 contacted the virus after she made close contact with the Japanese citizen who had later test positive for coronavirus in dance club on February 14. On Saturday, 11 suspected coronavirus patients are isolated in some hospital in the country. However, Yuryanto did not furnish detail of the hospital they were treated. Among the suspect patients is a crew of Diamond Princess cruise ship. The number of suspected coronavirus patients in Indonesia has reached 11 as is Saturday afternoon, according to the government spokesman for the control of COVID-19, Ahmad Yuryanto. One of the 11 patients suspected of having contracted the COVID-19 infection came in close contact with the first confirmed COVID-19 patient living in Jakarta, southern outskirts of Depok, Yuryanto said. Co-currently secretary the Directorate General of Disease Prevention and Control of the Health Ministry. Mr. Yuryanto said the COVID-19 suspected patient in Bandung is part of cluster number one. Up until now, this person who had come in close contact with the patient number one is still suspected patient. Yuryanto noted that some of the 11 patients suspected having contacted COVID-19 infection are part of the first and second cluster of COVID-19 cases in Indonesia. One of the suspected COVID-19 patients is a crew member of the Diamond Princess cruise liner. However, she chose to not furnish detail on the hospital where the COVID-19 suspected patients are undergoing treatment. The health condition of the third and the fourth patient positively diagnosed for COVID-19 on Friday has also shown improvement, he added. The three Indonesians identified by their initial as RH, TM, and AA have been sentenced for violating the Terrorism Act, Chief of the Information, Social, and Cultural Function of the Indonesian Embassy in Singapore, Ratna Lestari, noted in a press statement released on Saturday. The court sentenced RH and TM respectively to 18 months and 48 months imprisonment in February 12 and AA in 24 months in jail on March 5. Both RH and TM accepted the verdict while AA still has 14 days to accept the verdict or appeal to the higher court. The embassy stated that during a court hearing, the three Indonesian citizens plead guilty to transferring a sum of money to finance outlaw organization accused of being related to terrorism activity. RHNTM have raised and transferred 140 and 1,260 Singapore dollars respectively to the so-called Charity Institute in Indonesia, accused of supporting terrorism. Meanwhile, AA transferred 130 Singapore dollars to two such institutes in Indonesia. Since the three Indonesians were arrested at the end of 2019, the Indonesian embassy has paid a consular visit to ensure that they were in sound health and contacted their family. During the court session, the embassy also accompanied and provided them with legal aid, including lawyer, to ensure that they receive fair treatment and their rights. The police evacuated 800 villagers in the mountainous area in Timika, Papua, to Timika City to avoid act of terror by the armed criminal group in the region. The evacuees, residents of the three villages in Utikini, Banti, and Kimberley, the Indonesian Police Nemangkawi Operation Task Force not in a statement here on last Friday. Earlier in the day, some of 30 villagers had sought refuge at the Tembagapura police station after they were intimidated by the armed group. They urged the police to evacuate them to the city. The villagers feel unsafe in the presence of the armed group that often compel them to provide food and gun. Agus Bena, a local figure at the Banti village, said they thanks the police for protecting, giving food, and evacuating to Timika City. They are scared and unsafe in their own village, especially children. The evacuation process has run from Friday morning to 6 p.m. local time, Tembagapura. Police Chief Jones Commissioner Hermanto said. The police has prepared 13 buses to transport them to the city and some other location. The security situation in Papua remains vulnerable to acts of deadly violence by notorious Papuan separatists. The rebels were engaged in repeated exchange fire with the Indonesian military and police personnel. The rebel has also launched deadly attack on civilians over the past years and killed several of them. In 2019, some of the 23 shooting and criminal cases involving Papua groups have claimed the lives of 10 members of Indonesian police and military as well as 10 civilians, the Papua police recorded. The government has entrusted the State Logistics Board of Bulog with importing 100,000 tons of buffalo meat to cater to domestic requirement, Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto stated. The decision to import buffalo meat was reached at a coordination meeting between the Trade Ministry, Agriculture Ministry, and Bulog at the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs in Jakarta on Friday. Bulog Director for Business and Industrial Development Bahtiar noted that the 100,000 tons of buffalo meat will be imported within 1 year period. In the near future, Bulog will import 25,000 tons of buffalo meat from India to fulfill the demand during the fasting month of Ramadan and the subsequent Eid Idul Fitri festive that will fall in April and May 2020. He said that the plan to import buffalo meat from India during that period of time will import 20,000 tons to cater the demand during Eid al-Fitri festivities. Is expected to arrive in Indonesia in April. Bulog currently hold 1,000 tons of buffalo meat in stock, excluding that at distributor. The agency is waiting an import permit from the Trade Ministry, he revealed. 6 years since Malaysia Airlines flight MH370 vanished from radar, relative of the 239 people who were on board are calling on authorities. The fate of flight MH370 became one of the world's greatest aviation mystery when it disappeared en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8, 2014. Repeated search for the aircraft were called up in 2018. Holding a star-shaped sign reading Nepergi Apap, waiting and resume the search, the relative of those who were on the flight marked the 6th anniversary of their disappearance by making a fresh appeal for answer. A piece of aircraft debris believed to be from the missing plane was displayed at the gathering, as media reported. Malaysia, China, and Australia ended 2 years, $200 million Australian dollar underwater search in the Southern Indian Ocean in January 2017 after finding no trace of the plane. In 2018, Malaysia contracted U.S. firm Ocean Infinity to resume the search on the non-cure, no-fee basis, meaning it would pay the firm up to $70 million if they found the plane. But the 138-day search was also fruitless.
This week's spotlight is on the government guarantees basic supplies. People in Jakarta began to buy more staples after the announcement of 2 positive cases of coronavirus in Indonesia on Monday, March the 2nd. This is indicated by the escalation of shopping transactions in a number of retails in Jakarta. The government urges people not to panic and spend excessively and ensure that the supply of essential goods is maintained at a relatively stable price. Minister of Trade Agus Suparmanto explained it in a joint press statement with the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, the Ministry of Agriculture, the Indonesian Police Food Task Force, and retail entrepreneurs in Jakarta on Tuesday, March the 3rd. When opening the Ministry of Trade's work meeting at the State Palace, Central Jakarta on Wednesday, President Joko Widodo reminded the importance of the availability of consumer goods, especially since now is less than 2 months into the month of Ramadan, when people in Indonesia usually spend more on consumer goods. The president does not want citizens to worry because of the lack of affordability. The consumer goods emphasized by the presidents are beef, garlic, and sugar. The president does not want public unrest to grow following the corona case. President Joko Widodo also called for simplification of procedures in various fields. Moreover, related to economic conditions because of coronavirus, the government has previously issued an import agreement for raw sugar and garlic to meet needs until mid 2020 before the Idul Fitri celebration. Meanwhile, National Police Task Force Chief Brigadier General Daniel Tahis Monang Silitonga said that he continued to monitor price movements in the market in 34 provinces in Indonesia. So far, the food stock is still sufficient for the next 1 to 2 months. According to him, the task force will also impose sanctions on speculators who abuse the situation by raising prices in the market, especially the prices of masks and disinfectants, which demand is soaring. The monitoring is not only in markets outside the network, but also in the network. So far, the National Police Task Force has found sellers in Jakarta and Surabaya suspected of deliberately hoarding stock and raising the price. Well, that was Spotlight of the Week on the Government Guarantees Basic Supplies.
Voice of Indonesia.
I'll begin with March 8, 1935. Hachiko dies. Hachiko is a male dog of Akita Inu breed from Inodate, Akita Prefecture. He continues to be remembered as a symbol of dog loyalty to the owner. After his owner died, Hachiko continued to wait for him, who did not come home anymore at Shibuya Station, Tokyo. His nickname for him is Hachiko, a faithful dog. The Hachiko statue in front of Shibuya Station has become one of the landmarks in Shibuya. When making an appointment to meet somebody in Shibuya, people often promise to meet in front of the Hachiko statue. Turning to March 8, 1943, Cipto Mangunkusumo dies. Dr. Cipto Mangunkusumo is a figure in the early Indonesian independence movement. Together with Ernest Dowes Dekker and Ki Hajar Dewantara, they were known as the Triumvirat, which widely disseminated the idea of self-government and was critical of the Dutch East India's colonial government. He was a figure in the Indische Partij, a political organization that first sparked the idea of self-government in the hands of local residents, not by the Dutch. In 1913, he and his two cliques were exiled by the colonial government to the Netherlands due to their writing and political activities, and only returned in 1917. I'll conclude with March 8, 1977. International Women's Day is inaugurated. International Women's Day is celebrated on March the 8th every year. According to history, demonstration on March the 8th, 1917 by women in Petrograd triggered the Russian Revolution. International Women's Day was officially made a national holiday in Soviet Russia in 1917 and is widely celebrated in socialist and communist countries then. In 1977, International Women's Day was inaugurated as an annual celebration by the United Nations to fight for women's rights and bring about world peace. Well, that was Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Jürgen Waga in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German language. In his email, Mr. Waga said that he cannot hear our broadcast, but fortunately he was able to hear our understandably today and enjoyed our program again. Hello, Mr. Jürgen Waga. Thank you for your effort to keep listening to our broadcast.
We are glad because finally you can hear our broadcast clearly. For the reply, we have forwarded your email to German section. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Listen to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia for today is about Jakarta's Formula E dilemma facing the coronavirus. Following the finding of positive COVID-19 coronavirus cases in Jakarta, the Formula E Jakarta 2020 event was once again in the spotlight. The public requested that the electric car racing be postponed or reviewed because of the coronavirus that had entered Indonesia. At present, the organizing committee of Formula E Jakarta is still waiting for guidance regarding the threat of COVID-19 coronavirus. However, the priority remains the public safety. There is concern that the potential for spread will be even greater with the presence of large crowd of spectators at the event. Moreover, well-known sporting events such as Qatar MotoGP and Thailand MotoGP have announced cancellations. Meanwhile, Director of Communications at the Jakarta E-Prix Operational Committee or OC, Felicia Idama, on Wednesday, March 4th in Jakarta, said organizers had coordinated with Formula E Operations or FEO. They agreed to continue to monitor the development of the situation first. Despite this, she did not deny that the outbreak of this coronavirus affected preparations. Felicia Idama added that at this time, the committee continued to monitor its development because the detection of the coronavirus cases in Indonesia was new, especially since the condition was reported to have improved. While the Formula E event is to be held in June, there are still 3 months to go. She also believes that FEO is closely watching the coronavirus issue because it does not only spread in one or two countries but in dozens of countries. In addition, all host countries will be considered by FEO. In general, all organizers hope that the number of those infected will not increase and can recover with good care and progress towards a more positive direction. The worldwide threat of the coronavirus has shaken all international activities, including sports. The Tokyo Olympics is also rumored to be postponed given the virus outbreak in Asia and Europe. Meanwhile, the Qatar MotoGP event is cancelled only in the premium class, while the Moto2 and Moto3 classes, as well as the Asia Talent Cup, will continue to race this weekend. However, the Thai MotoGP was definitely postponed, whereas the opening Formula One race series in Australia will continue to run according to schedule on March 15. And listener, that was my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Dieter Leopold from Leipzig, Germany. He was also listening to our podcast in German language through streaming. He said that he could not hear our broadcast through frequency 3325 kHz. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leopold. Thank you for reception report. As information, frequency 3325 kHz is transmitted especially to South Asian regions such as India, Bangladesh, and Pakistan. We suggest you to monitor our broadcast through frequency 4750 kHz, which is transmitted to European regions. Hopefully, you can listen to our broadcast clearly. For the reply, we have forwarded your email to German section, so please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
RRI was office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. Today I will introduce you to a culinary from Pacitan is Jawa called Nasi Lodo. So stay tuned. Pacitan is known as the hometown of former Indonesian President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, but it is also known as the city of 1001 caves because it has many caves that attract many visitors to explore. Another thing that draws many tourists is its culinary, called Nasi Lodo, which is said to be the favorite of former President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono. Nasi lodo, or in English lodo rice, is a kind of special cuisine with the concept of the popular nasi uduk or uduk rice. It is white rice cooked with coconut milk and spice and herbs such as salt, orange leaves, lemongrass leaves, etc. But what adds to the taste is because of the way it is served using bamboo plates with banana leaves. Lodo rice is served with chicken cooked in thick coconut milk sauce, served with spicy hot tomato and chili condiment, and some vegetable. When you bite the chicken, you will feel the savory taste of this dish, which is different from other chicken dishes. This is because before it is cooked in coconut milk sauce, the chicken is roasted first. That makes this chicken taste special. This dish doesn't taste spicy hot because the chilies are put whole into the sauce. So if you are a fan of spicy flavors, you just have to choose between biting this whole red chili or adding tomato sauce. With such a unique concept, lodo rice is suitable for your breakfast or lunch menu. If for breakfast, it is usually accompanied by a cup of tea, while for lunch, a glass of Pacitan young coconut ice will definitely taste amazing. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder featuring Nasi Lodo or Lodo Rice, a culinary from Pacitan. Tomorrow we will meet again with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Muhammad Akil Bashir in Pakistan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through frequency 3325 kHz on March 1st, 2020. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your email, including reception report. As appreciation, we'll play another beautiful song for you and other listeners around the world. Here is the song.
Bebaskan aku dari semua masa lalu. Tenangkan aku, lepaskan dari rasa ragu. Buka matamu, semuanya terlihat. Kau pasti bisa melewatinya. Dalam kehidupan semua cerita tak harus berakhir kelabu. Ku hanya ingin membuatmu tersenyum. Semuanya terlihat, kau pasti bisa melewatinya.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat tawakan harapan semua impian. Dalam derap langkah kau bawa senyuman harapan impian dalam kehidupan.
Semua yang tak berarti lukiskan dengan warnamu.
Dari sebuah senyuman dapat tawakan harapan.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's miscellany is about shoe designer from Bandung made prestigious achievement in Italy. Founder, CEO, and designer of local shoe brand Pijak Bumi, Roland Asfales, achieved Emerging Designer Award in MICAM Milano 2020.
Emerging Designer was awarded to 12 footwear designers from across the world based on their innovative concepts. Mika Milano is an international footwear professional industry trade exhibition held at Fiera Milano, Rome, Italy. Every year, Mika Milano is participated by 1,400 companies from 30 countries, with averagely 45,000 visitors from 130 countries. As quoted from Kompas.com, Bijak Bumi received official invitation from Emerging Designers, the MIKAM 2020 Organizing Committee, in August 2019. After 3 months of selection and judging process, Bijak Bumi Signature and Atom Series designs passed into one of 12 Emerging Designers. Also, Bijak Bumi was the only representative of Indonesia and even Asian plus 3 in the MIKAM Milano. Bijak Bumi and Roland Asfales will show designs of Bijak Bumi footwear for 2 seasons, namely FW and SS 2020 collections from February 16th until 19th and September 20th until 23rd, 2020. During MIKAM 2020 Fashion Show and Trade Fair, Bijak Bumi will showcase 3 sub-designs, namely Akar, Ulin, and Sungkai. In the process, Bijak Bumi collaborated with famous designer Didit Maulana from Ikat Indonesia to give special touches onto every footwear and apparel showcased in MIKAM Fashion Show 2020. Said many booth visitors had known Indonesia as one of the best shoe producers in the world. Thus, it is time for a young generation to make more creations. Fales added, Bijak Bumi and all team want to pursue greater vision, namely joining global competition. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today about shoe designer from Bandung made prestigious achievement in Italy. We will meet again with other interesting topics. See you next time.
Suaraku tak akan dapat tergantikan. bagaikan badai berlalu.
Satukan tujuan,
tetap melaju, yeah, yeah. Jangan berhenti dengar kata hatimu, yeah. Suaraku pelan menghentikan terdahulu, teriak menghentikan badai berlalu.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today we will present you a song by Tulus. Muhammad Tulus Rushidi, or better known as Tulus, started his career since 2011. His first album titled Tulus succeeded in making his name known in the world of Indonesian music. One of the hits in this album is titled Sewindu. This song describes the long process of loving and getting someone. Unfortunately, after a struggle for so long, finally he must accept the fact that the woman he loves chooses someone else who is not himself. Well, listener, here is Tulus with the song Sewindu.
Sudah sewindu, ku di dekatmu, ada di setiap pagi, di sepanjang harimu. Tak mungkin bila engkau tak tahu, bila ku menyimpan rasa yang ku pendam sejak lama. Setiap pagi ku menunggu di depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku melihatmu tersenyum manis di setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan. Bualan cinta dan masa depan, engkau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku melihatmu tersenyum manis di setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan. Bualan cinta dan masa depan, engkau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Oh, 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 tak akan lagi ku menunggumu di depan pintu, dan tak ada lagi
Engkau memilih dia, takkan lagi ku sebodoh ini larut di dalam angan-angan tanpa tujuan.
Voice of Indonesia.
Beri aku kesempatan untuk bisa merindukanmu.
Jangan datang terus.
Beri juga aku ruang bebas dan sendiri.
Jangan ada terus.
Aku butuh tahu seberapa ku butuh kamu. Percayalah rindu itu baik untuk kita. Sekalipun ada malam yang dingin, hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi.
Tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai.
Baik buruk perubahanku tak akan kau sadari.
Kita berevolusi.
Bila kita ingin tahu seberapa besar rasa yang kita punya,
kita butuh ruang.
Oh, 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 oh. Menjelang siang kau tahu
aku ada di mana.
Sore nanti tak pernah sekalipun ada malam. Rasanya sepi.
Tak lagi sepi bisa ku hargai.
Tetap butuh ruang sendiri-sendiri. Untuk tetap menghargai oh rasanya sepi. Oh, sekalipun ada malam yang dingin, hingga aku lupa rasanya sepi.
Oh, 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 oh.
listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you on the next English program.